Hello, everyone, and welcome to my new improv series. This one is a little bit different than anything I've ever done before, and as you can hear, I'm shuffling cards, and no, they're not tarot cards. Well, they are tarot cards, but they're a different kind of tarot cards. So in my travels, I came across a couple of different decks of cards. So people that do tarot tend to create their own decks, and they do so with really cool images, and they can do like oracle decks with different meanings and different messages on the cards and such. So depending on who has made them and what they've done with them, you can get all kinds of cool things. So I came across these when I was looking for other actual real tarot decks that I wanted to add to my collection. And they are, one is a love letters deck with different sweet messages on them, like love letter type messages. The one on the bottom of the deck right now as I'm shuffling says, "You are my angel." So it's things like that. "You make all of my dreams come true." Little love letter type expressions, things that are kind of ooey gooey and go for the feels, right? The other deck is a little bit different. It is a sexual desire deck. And what it has is different expressions that are very overtly sexual. So the one on the bottom of the deck right now says whipped cream, cherries, nipple sucking. The one on the one I just pulled out says, "I want the neighbors to know my name." So it's things like that. So what does this have to do with audio porn, right? Great, great question. So one of the things that we used to do when I was acting was improv exercises. So the director or whoever was running the workshop, whatever the case may be, would give us words or phrases, or we'd pull things out of a hat. And we would have to then create a scene out of whatever we had pulled. So whether it was, I remember the one day I was part of a scene and my word was screaming, and everybody else, there were four other people in the scene and they had vastly different words. So they had to create a scene as well. And I had to fit my word in with what they were doing and vice versa. So it created this absolute freaking chaos. And at one point I was on my knees in the middle of the room, just screeching with my fingers in my ears, because I had chosen to be a child in the chaos that was going on around me. So it created this really just out there scene, but it was a lot of fun. And it wasn't the type of thing that I would normally be comfortable doing. I wouldn't be normally comfortable sitting in the middle of a stage screaming just for no reason. It's very much about breaking outside your comfort zone, about pushing your boundaries, about finding out what you're capable of. And because I've been doing so much improv lately, I thought it would be kind of a neat exercise to play with these cards and to see what came of it. And then, of course, because I'm me, I thought, well, that's kind of a cool little idea for a series. There was a thing somebody had done with dice or something. I can't remember exactly, but it was similar where, you know, the things came up on the dice and they had to create something from it. But I can't actually remember who that was or what it was, but that's what's tickling my head. Anyway, so this is what I'm going to do. There will be two audios per audio release for this series. The first will be the audio itself, so the finished product, the edited audio, the final shebang. The second piece will be the process. So the drawing of the cards, there'll be an image of the cards that I've drawn so everybody can see what they are. And then you'll get to hear me create right from the drawing of the cards through to the end of the audio, the raw audio. So you'll get to hear sort of the difference between what I start with versus what I end up with, and how I sort of get there from a vague idea to a finished audio. And you'll kind of get to hear the thought process that goes into it. So you'll get to hear a lot of me talking to myself, trying to figure out the scene, What to do with it, that kind of thing. So hopefully you'll find it interesting. These are the things that I get asked about the most when I get asked about my process, which I do quite a bit, is how do you get the improvs? How do you come up with the ideas? What's the process look like? Da, 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 da. So I thought this would be a little bit of a peek behind the curtain while I get to play with some acting exercises at the same time. So here we go. I have shuffled the love letters deck quite a bit. I'm going to shuffle the sexual deck and then I will draw. And then I have to run with whatever I draw. So I've got my camera here. My phone is ready to take pictures of whatever I draw so everybody knows that it's legit, that I didn't just pick what I wanted and had this pre-planned. This is completely off the fucking cuff. So we'll see what happens. Here we go. All right. And there's a lovely image of a naked woman on the back of this deck. Thank God it comes in like a burlap bag because I could never leave this laying around. Anybody that saw it would think I was insane. Well, they already do because I read tarot, but it's fine. All right. Here we go. So we'll start with the love letters deck first. Get the phone so I can take a picture. Do-do-do. All right. Okay, here we go. It's habit when I touch them to shuffle. Okay, let's pull one. What's it say? I see something that reminds me of you everywhere I go. So that's our love letter. So that's the emotional part. What is the sexy stuff? See, it's habit. I touch the deck, I have to shuffle it. My God. All right, here we go. Let's draw. I want you for breakfast. All right. Well, here we go. I'll take the picture of those. Okay. There we go. I've got the picture. Let me make sure that it's good. All right. Now, I have to figure out how to create an audio out of these. I am going to give myself a little bit of leeway. If I feel I need a second draw from each deck, I can do that just for an extra idea because sometimes they can be really vague. Sorry, needed water. So if I need a second draw from the decks, I will take them. But I see something that reminds me of you everywhere I go. And I want you for breakfast. Okay. Well, I'll just give you the thought process. So I see something that reminds me of you everywhere I go. Makes me think breakup. They've been together, they broke up, and now it's that after phase. Where's my notebook? I'm going to jot down as I go here because I think that'll be easier while I'm trying to think this out loud. So I'm thinking breakup. It's post-breakup. Okay. So post-breakup. Okay. And maybe, ooh, I just got an idea. Okay, so they are, yes, I like it. They run into each other. Yeah, okay. They run into each other. And it's like a... do I want to do like a coffee shop or a diner or something in a morning setting? All right, I got it. I know what I'm going to do. All right, let's roll with this. Let's see. And that thing you just heard was my pen because it's a fountain pen and it had to be like the cap twisted on. All right, here we go. Are we ready? So I'm going to, you'll hear a snap. So I warn you now, it gets loud because that's how I mark the audio. So I'm going to do the snap to indicate the start of the recording, but I have to do my room noise. So you'll get to hear that too. That's taking environment noise so that I can do noise reduction. So room noise. Okay, here we go.